Blog Talk Radio.
On air.
Yo, Bird. What's up, man? Rick Camacho, dog. You know how we do it, man. I know you be traveling, doing your thing. Hit me up, dog. I need an intro from you for my show. Soul Kitchen Radio.
If you can't take the heat, nah, that's too cliche. My man DJ Slick's always do it his way. From the bay to the valley, he always put it down with the street level thump and the underground sound. Now you can find him on the .com, Soul Kitchen Radio. Save it to your favorites, man, that's the best way to go. From the up and coming to the vet on the grind, he plays the kind of music that'll stimulate your mind. It's been a sign of the times when the clock strikes 11 and Slick starts to reppin' with Omizi in the session. One time I missed a Monday but didn't really trip. I just subscribed on iTunes and downloaded quick with a click or a tap. He's bound to get you right on your desktop connect or your handheld device. So your cousin and your friend about the hottest show with Slick Rick Camacho on Soul Kitchen Radio. If you haven't heard, it's Soul Kitchen Radio. Man, let me tell you, this is Soul Kitchen Radio. Slick Rick Camacho, it's Soul Kitchen Radio. Big Omizi, it's Soul Kitchen Radio. Crazy ball heads down with Soul Kitchen Radio. Tell your grandmama, this is Soul Kitchen Radio. You are now tuned to Soul Kitchen Radio. New Monday, Soul Kitchen Radio.
Macho, Big Omizi on Kitchen Radio, man. First
back
of all,
in this thing.
Let me start out like this. Let me say shout out to Mrs. King, who will not be on the radio show today because she has
some personal issues,
and we
prayers out, shouts out to her.
And you know, I hope you feel better. Give us a call, let us know what's going on.
Yeah,
and do us a favor, everybody. Give her a tweet at All Hail MSISKING. All Hail Mrs. King. Tell her to get well soon, get better. Hit her on Twitter at All Hail Mrs. King. She'll love that.
Yeah.
Soul Kitchen Radio. Tag that Team SKR. It's all good. We got a good show for you today, man. We got Tia Colliver. She's a publicist in Atlanta. She's coming on the show today. Also, we got Kay Gita from SAC. Is that how you say it?
Kay Gita. Yeah.
Kay Gita from SAC.
Straight from the SAC.
And then Brianna Perez is coming on the show. She's all the way from Seattle. And she said,
Jane of all trades.
I never heard Jane of all trades, but that's going to be cool.
Jack of all trades, Jane of all trades.
I haven't heard Jane.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Let's see who's on the phone. 714-694-4150. We got callers already. Let's see who's on the phone. Who is this? 11111. I think this is our Russian people. What's up?
That's only me, Sweet Gail.
You already know that, Sweet Gail. What's up, Sweet Gail?
I don't know. Where you getting
this? I don't go to the computer too much, but I was in the library Saturday.
Oh.
And different people put my pictures up there. And I found out they put some of my quotes on the computer, like, what was one of it? Oh, I'm my favorite joke. I'm psycho. Fuck you. Thank you.
Oh, shit.
And it's not all cream pie in the comedy business. People keep putting stuff up there for me. I like it because I want to get somewhere. But I mean, Honey Boo Boo has put me to shame.
Oh, yeah.
That little kid is all famous and everything.
She already got exploited. You got it. You was trying to get
That's
exploited.
Right,
she beat you to it.
Yeah, yeah. But she was a little beauty pageant queen, you know. Yeah. I'm still looking for someone that is going to see how to exploit me, merchandise me. Nice to see
Let's
some
see
little
up.
Silly pictures they have up there. We can take some, like I got these red fishnets. And
him?
Take some really ridiculous pictures, put some ridiculous captions on them, and see if we can make some money.
Where you at?
Is
you're
there
in
no
San Francisco?
One out there listening?
Are you in the Bay?
I'm in San Francisco.
How is it in San Francisco right now? Is it rainy? Is it rainy in San Francisco right now?
No, it's nice and sunny, but there's some dark clouds over there, so maybe later. It's supposed to be raining, but it's not. So lucky me.
It's raining out here in the Pittsburgh, in the East Bay.
It's raining out here in the Sac Channel.
What happened to your show last week?
Oh, man, you know, I was in...
Technical difficulties.
We're here this week. That's all you need to know. So get the radio up. Hey, if you're on the phone right now, you want to talk on the show, push 1. That way we know you want to talk. Other than that, you can just stay on hold. You can listen to the show. Oh, there we go. There we got a 1 right there. 818 number. Who is this? Soul Kitchen Radio. You're on the line.
This is Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, coming to you live from sunny Los Angeles, California. I'm in the building.
Oh, what exploit me.
Oh, boy.
Never raging California.
What's the business, man? I'm loving the vibe. I'm loving the intro. I got the message from one of my publicists, Tia Culver, off of the Facebook. I said, let me explain to him and see what's going on. You have a very well packed show.
Oh, well, thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, I gotta admit, man, I just came back from LA, man, and I'm always jelly, man, because, man, it's like we was all the way out there in Newport Beach, out that way. And then, you know, we did Oceanside and like that whole area, man. I'm just jelly right now. It's cracking out there in LA.
Hey, man.
There it is, man.
Hey,
check out
the East Coast too.
Remember, if you out here in California today is the very last day to vote. Or the very last day to register to vote. That's what I meant.
I was about to say, it's over.
Register to vote. And then so I got a commercial for you. So check this out.
Transformer, the power to change at super speed. Transformer, the ability to say whatever he needs. Transformer.
Quick, Transformer, Occupy protesters are demanding health insurance. Do something. That was on March 2010.
I think we're the first state in the nation that found a way to get everybody insured. We do insist that people buy insurance or pay their own way. Obamacare is bad news, and if I'm president of the United States, I will repeal it.
Oh no, Planned Parenthood has hurt you, and now they're protesting. You'll never make it in time. Better use the super pack. Yeah! Hit them with free 2008.
I will preserve and protect a woman's right to choose.
Your brother said you told the gardener you supported illegal immigration. Is that true?
No, Mom. All illegal immigrants should be deported back to their home country. Illegal immigrants are lawbreakers.
Thanks, Mitt Former.
Mitt Former, kids are flip-flopping over him. Coming to stores this November. Available with either elephant or donkey. Romney care sold separately. Taxi care is not included.
There it is. Mitt Former right there for everybody, man.
Hey, that was crazy right there, Brad.
Well, somebody that's going to flip-flop for everything. Go ahead and Mitt Former was right there.
That was big. Can I tell you something that was super crazy to me that Mitt Romney said during the debates, man?
Go ahead.
Just all my Latino brothers and sisters, man. Did you hear, not even that, just people whoever's in this country illegally. Did you hear Mitt Romney when he said that if you can't make it here, you could self-deport yourself to somewhere that if you can't, you know, did you hear him say that?
I heard him say that.
He said you could just say, well, it's not working out. I'm going to go to Switzerland or you know, I'm just going to leave. Bye, y'all. Come on, man. What's wrong with that dude, man?
Hey, Southern California, man. What y'all doing out there? How's the vibe on the presidential election out there?
Well, it's real crazy. One of the key elements is people got to go out and vote, man. People done died to have the right to vote. And no matter what goes on, if we don't vote, regardless of who you vote for, it's a waste of time, you know. So it's people, man. I see people canvassing. I see all these Obama stickers. I know Obama's going to get it, but you still got to go vote. Period. Point.
Definitely got to vote. Definitely got to vote.
Definitely have to vote.
We don't even know, man. Like I said, man, America, you know, we always say this, Camacho, is like, you know, they the best at it. When it comes to evil and having them schemes and shit and stealing elections, you know what I'm saying? People like, you know, Karl Rove and them, they the best at it, man. They created it. Like, this is their system. You know what I'm saying? It's like trying to tell Webster about the dictionary. You just can't do it. They know how to do it. So, like I said, if they seriously don't want Obama to be president, they know what to do. You feel me? So we just gotta, like you said, we definitely gotta vote. But we might have to take it a step further. Ain't no telling.
Yeah, you know, this is kind of like what I was thinking the other day, and you know, I'm trying to really put my thoughts together before I come on the radio and start saying what I think. I don't want to sound like Mitt Romney flip-flopping over all kinds of different things, but I'm thinking that the Republicans knew that Obama was already going to win. All right? So they said, let's get somebody in there that's, you know, that will finally get Mitt Romney out of our face. He's been trying to be president for umpteenth years. You know, and I put this out on Facebook the other day. I said, look, you don't like Mitt Romney. You're not voting for Mitt Romney. You're voting against Barack Obama because none of these conservative Republicans like Mitt Romney. As soon as he loses, they're going to throw him.
I think it's bigger than that, bro. I think it's bigger than that because you got to understand, at the end of the day, Obama is talking about taxing the rich. And you know, that's who the rich are, the super PACs. So they like, nah, we don't feel like coming off no grill for none of y'all. Like the people who was in that room when he was talking about the 47%, those were the super, super one percenters. You know what I'm saying? Those are the ones that's giving them the guap to keep it cracking. You know what I mean? Of course, speaking on what you was talking about, if we go all the way back to the Republican primary when they trying to pick the person that's going to represent them, you know what I mean? Like it was already the worst of the worst. The selections from Herman Cain to you know, like the whole selection was pretty much mildew. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So Mitt Romney, you know, I look at it just like when they picked Cheney and Sarah Palin. It's like, come on, man, you knew she was. You know they wasn't gonna win.
Yeah, they already know. So that's it. I think that's why they came out with this 2016 movie and they came out with all this stuff and they just know, you know, they're getting people excited about 2016 already. They know Mitt Romney's going to lose. They're going to throw him under the bus. They're hoping that he never tries to run again after this. And they finally get his ass out of their hairs. So let's do that. We do got Tia Culliver. Let's find out what's going on in ATL. Tia Culliver is on the phone.
ATL, what's up, Tia?
Hi, greetings. Soul Kitchen Radio. What's happening?
What's up, though?
There's somebody over there on the West Coast.
Yeah, we over here on the West Coast. What's it like? Hold on, let me do this right. On the phone, everybody, all the way from the ATL, Atlanta. Tia Culliver, everybody. Tia Culliver,
welcome to the Soul Kitchen.
Welcome to Soul Kitchen Radio.
Like Tia Plus. How are y'all doing today? Tia Culliver, publicist, checking in with Soul Kitchen Radio, ATL Events, Extra Multimedia Group. Driving back into Atlanta from Myrtle Beach right now, so be happy to do a short interview with you guys and answer any questions any of the listeners have to say. But anyway, I was chiming in on your conversation just a moment ago. Y'all are into some pretty deep political combo right there.
Yeah, we keep it plain. We make it plain over here.
All right. Well, hopefully we can flip it up and get on some entertainment topics and event topics and so on and so forth.
Oh yeah, already. It's no problem. We like to mix it up over here. We touch on all the subjects. You remember, we might be talking about
okay.
dog shows in a second. That's how we do.
I got a question for you.
You consider yourself a super publicist, right?
I consider myself to be a seasoned publicist. I don't know about super, but I don't have a cape on or anything.
How would you help somebody like Lindsay Lohan, like as far as a publicist? What kind of advice would you give her, like as far as her, you know, if she was your client, how would you, you know, try to veer her away from the situations that she's in right now?
Okay. Wow, that's an interesting question. Well, a lot of times, and I'm just going to be totally honest with you, bad press gets business, you know, for a publicist. That's when a lot of publicists are hired to come in on a project for damage control, when BP has an oil spill or when one of your celebrities, you know, has a DUI or some type of, you know, negative impact thing going on in the industry, they will definitely call on a publicist. It actually makes your publicist, you know, cost more. It makes them worth more to get them out of a situation like that and so forth. So a lot of times bad press is not necessarily bad for our business.
Right.
Just to be honest.
So when somebody like Lance Armstrong, you know, who's been, you know, saying one thing, you know, to the American people, or, you know, saying that he didn't do performance enhancing drugs and all this, and probably his lawyer's first thing was like, deny everything or just don't say anything. Then it'll go into the hands of the publicist. Like, you know, so what kind of advice would you give him in his situation?
Well, that is a scenario that was constructed by their team. They knew what they were getting themselves into, and that was something ongoing. There's nothing really they can do to get out of that situation. The medals have been stripped. He's lost his, affiliation with Nike and so on and so forth. So, I mean, there's not much you can do regarding a situation like that other than to flip the script and do a Michael Vick type of scenario where you go back and you do, you know, a lot of nonprofit organization type of donations of time and, you know, you give your voice to advocate against what you, you know, had just the crime, so-called crime that you had just committed and
right.
so on and so forth. So, you know, with Lance Armstrong, he's going to have to do a lot of backtracking and you know, a lot of good work speaking out against the doping and things of that nature to actually, you know, come out of that. But he's not going to get his medals back, and it's very unlikely that he'll get any endorsements back. It's not like he's going to go back into bicycling where Vic went back into football. So
so now he's going to have to. He had cancer, right? Didn't he have cancer?
Yeah, testicular cancer.
Yeah, so now he's going to have to go into some kind of cancer campaign and try to win people's hearts that way.
Well, steroids do happen to give you a lot of, you know, side effects. That could have been a side effect of the actual, you know, doping that he was doing. Who knows?
Wow, so it's a
he's like the worst of the worst, though. 7 Tour de France is like, you know, I can see if you, like, did it one time, you won a Super Bowl, and then that was it. Like, 7 times, dude, and you paying other people. Like, he's like the Joker. Like, he's the worst of the worst. Real talk, you don't get no worse than that. He got my partner. He walking around with everything Livestrong. His laptop is all his shirts. He wears the wristband. I'm like, dang, man. But I was telling him, I was like, they're gonna have to find a new face, because you know this is before he resigned. It's like, damn, you walking around, this dude lied. He did 7 Tour de France. It's like, that's out of hand.
Well, the type of PR that I generally specialize in is event PR. I do a lot of package development for artists. We do a lot of the event, whole orchestration of your events from start to finish with your sponsorship packages and your internet marketing campaigns for products and services, as well as, you know, singles and individuals, clubs, venue spaces, concerts, things of that nature. So we develop marketing campaigns for press, basically, and we try to get publicity for people, places, and things in all the different arenas, whether it be print, online with all of the different blogs, whether it's media interviews with some radio outlets such as yourself, and construct your package, whether it's the, you know, your EPK and all of your data and your media library together so that we can shop your product or shop your package or shop you yourself for things, you know, like sponsorship or record deals or, you know, this, that, and the other. So interviews of sorts or print material on you. And that's what we specialize in. So
I want to give a shout out.
Oh, yeah, I just want to give my business partner a shout out, RainChild.com. Y'all can check her out. My website is TiaCulver.net, and you can hit me up on Twitter at TiaCulver. I'm one of the largest databases down here in the southeastern United States. My ATL events database has over 320,000 subscribers. Our open rate is phenomenal at between 67 and 82%. We've got a lot of loyal members to the database. We blog post and forum on over 30-something sites regularly and weekly. I just got a mobile app for my ATL events, so I'm really excited about that. It can be downloaded on the Google Play Store, and we're now available on BlackBerry as well. It's under ATL Events or Tia Culver. So we've got a lot of downloads. We're at over 280, and we just kicked off the mobile app about 2 weeks ago. So very excited about that. And,
is that a free app, or is that a free download
app? It is a free
app.
It is a free download app, and it's all the castings and concerts and events that are going on in the local strip clubs and at your open mics and all of that in and around Atlanta. So we definitely recommend to the listeners that when you're in the ATL, or if you're just interested in what's happening in the ATL, or you know some people that are in and around Atlanta, to download the app and, you know, keep yourself abreast of what's popping.
Tia Culver has 84,723 followers on Twitter. So
I do.
People who've been on Twitter for a while, like me, I've been on Twitter for almost a year now. I haven't even broke 1,000 followers yet. You know, Tia Culver has 84,000, coming up on 85,000 followers. Now that.
But see, the difference is, I'm pretty sure that she tries to engage with all 87,000 of those people. Like, you, I'm not trying to engage with 87,000 people unless I'm sending them a message. I just say, Tia, can you send out this tweet so that 87,000 people can hit her back? And she's this is what she does. So she sends her tentacles out there, you know, and reaching out for each one of those. Those are clients potential to her. You know what I'm saying? That's the way she, like, everybody who do that, like, that's what, you know, she probably loves to read, you know, to talk to all the people, right? You're a talker, right?
Yes, I am. Most definitely a talker.
You know what I'm saying? So how did you get into being a publicist? I want to know that part, though. I got to know that.
Sure. I actually started working with street promotional teams such as Dangerous with Too Short, and working in Dangerous Studios, and working with BME, Little John, and Rob, and Cersei and Vince's label down here in Atlanta. I did street promo teams, and I worked for a lot of the clubs with Little John and Cersei when they were a DJ duo team. And I started working with the label on groups such as Bone Crushers Group, Lyrical Giants, Little John and the East Side Boys, Little Scrappy, Crime Mob, Trillville, and kind of grew with that label a bit. About 7 or 8 years. I also worked with community radio down here, 89.3, Georgia State Radio, 88.5, and community television, People TV. So I started, with street promo and basic, community radio and television as far as media goes. And from there, I just started building my database and building my, expertise in the different arenas of the entertainment industry, and it kind of grew from there. I started doing, PR for some of the clubs in Atlanta, and I started a all-girl marketing and promotions team called the Butter Babies, and we did event marketing and event promotions. So from there, it just kind of sprouted into me, you know, doing event coordination myself and starting my own company. So
what's the vibe in the ATL now? Like, you know, I remember, you know, when the clubs used to go to like 4, 5, 6 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? It's got a little tamer.
Right.
What's it looking like? You know, I was on World Star and seen Young Jock. I don't know if you know him. He was talking about Gucci Mane and a little beef and all that. But he was talking about how primarily the people on the East Coast do all the beefing, but now people on, you know, in the South, he was telling how y'all, you know, people in the South don't do that. So what's the vibe? What's the vibe in the ATL? Is it stiff? Like, you know, you got T.I. and all these people beefing. What's up with that?
Well, there we go back again to what we initially began talking about with some of the bad press being good press and to some degree. And I think that in hip-hop in general, that's been, you know, throughout history, a little beef kind of stirs up the pot a little bit. It kind of creates, you know, more of a buzz. It creates your record sales, you know, a boost in your record sales. And, you know, that's just par for the course, I guess you would say. But
that's pretty much what Jock said, too. Jock said, hey, he's telling Gucci, he said, hey, homie, keep it coming. he's like, the more you talk, the bigger my name get out there.
Exactly. He's becoming relevant, you know, and all over the place now again. So, I mean, you know, the club scene here is jumping. I do a lot of PR for some major strip clubs here. My favorite is Kamal's 21, and we do some big events there. I'd like to big shout out to Montana White and Kamal over there. And also, we've got some things popping off coming up at the end of October in Woodruff Park. We're having Atlanta Hip Hop Day, which is a big, huge event. It's going to be in Woodruff Park. They had attempted to do it last year, but due to the protesters and whatnot, it was canceled. But this year is a big deal. Yes, they're the protesters that were in the park last year closed down.
Oh, okay, the Occupy.
The Occupy protest is correct. But this year it's going to be really good. We've got Hosea Feed the Hungry that's participating in a major sponsor. They're going to do shuttle buses to the early voting registration polls, the early voting polls and the voter registration booths and everything. So we'll have shuttle buses going to and from ATL Hip Hop Day there to the polls. And we've got OJ the Juice Man and several other people. There's going to be a dedication to Organized Noise, a Lifetime Achievement Award for the label itself, Enrico Wade. And there's so many other groups that are performing. It's hard to name. I don't have the flyers in front of me, like I said, driving back in from Myrtle Beach. But, so we've got that coming up on the 27th and the 28th. And that's going to be really big down here. So anybody in Atlanta for that weekend's got to make it down to downtown Woodruff Park and check us out for that whole weekend.
Hey, Tia, we got Don Jr. on the phone. We got Don Jr. on the phone calling from the 818. He wants to say something.
What's going on,
okay,
Tia? How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you? Don't have much more time to hang out with you guys, but I'm going to try to take a couple questions or anything I can do to help you guys out. Go ahead.
No, what I wanted to tell you is I get all your emails. I get a lot of emails.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I know you know
probably a lot.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the whole situation is I support people like yourself. That's the whole reason why I'm on the show is because you put it on your Facebook. And, you know, I got to get with you because I got some personal stuff that I need to holler at you about this Obama campaign and a couple other projects I'm working on. I need your service. So,
Wonderful. Sounds great.
I didn't want to interrupt your interview, but I wanted to find a space to get in and say I need to spend some money with you. So definitely call me.
Oh, there we go. Hey, that's what we got
to
do on this show.
Hold on. Get with her. Hold on, Tia. Let me play this real quick for her.
ATL Events Extra Multimedia Group is a full-service multimedia and marketing company providing web design and hosting, graphic design, and email marketing for individuals and small business. Web design and hosting for as low as $500. Graphic design starting at $100. Email marketing for as low as $75. With a database of over 280,000 people and growing, you can't go wrong with ATL Events and Extra Multimedia Group. Call 770-896-5685. 770-896-5685 or visit QAColver.net. Get your business on the right track. ATL Events and Extra Multimedia Group.
Thank you.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
That's right. Just to reset it real quick, we got Tia Culver. She's a publicist in the ATL Events, QAColver.net. ATLEvents.net, and for real, Tia, you still got a MySpace, myspace.com/TiaCulver?
I still have a MySpace. We do all that. We are on Core DJ.
MySpace is coming back.
We're on This Is 50. I'm on over 400 different sites.
Tia, you know who you remind me of? You remind
the
me
one
of
splash, we're on the one page, we've got the splash page, the one sheet, we've got every single thing, the video, the Vimeo. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how many sites I'm on.
And then we got Don Jr. He's the CEO of Entertainment Worldwide Network. He's based in Los Angeles. He's also on the phone. So shout out to him. He's gonna do some stuff with Tia. But man, what was I gonna say? Oh, I forgot real quick. Tia, so your big stuff is in ATL. Are you working? What's some of the biggest artists that you work with right now?
Right now, we're working more with the clubs, and I've got some really interesting clients. I've got Virtual Models, which is a sexy video ringtone app on Google Play, is one of my clients. When your phone rings, you can have a very sexy model dancing on your phone as a video ringtone.
Wow.
You can also customize the ringtone to have your girlfriend saying, pick up the phone, or your kid, or your mom, or whatever. So there's customizable ringtones as well. And we're taking submissions for music from independent artists for the app as well. I'm working with Ivanovich Liquor Brands. I'm working with Uptown Comedy Corner. I work with Malls 21. I do a lot of internet marketing for a lot of the major promoters down here in Atlanta. And we have also a television show on the CW called Real Talk with Kieta. We're about to embark on a couple different reality shows. I just worked on some PR for the movie Pot Zombies 2. We've got a couple other movies coming out that we're going to be doing some PR for that are going to be a little bit more motivational and inspirational. So we have a wide range of clients that we deal with on a regular basis. The ATL Hip Hop Day is one of my clients, and we service a lot of the people's needs in the function of sponsorship packages, press releases, things of that nature. I want to give a big shout out to my three favorite clients. I've got a 13-year-old DJ, DJ Priest, doing it real big, about to do his toy drive and birthday bash at Mansion Milan on the 1st. And I've got model at Tori Grace. That's TORIGR8, the number 8CE. She's doing it huge. I'm just so incredibly proud of her. She's been featured in over 13 major magazines in the past 3 months, and I'm dealing with DJ Corrupt now, one of my favorite new clients. You can hit him up at DJ Corrupt, he's your mixtape hero. So I just want to give a shout out to that little client list. I have some more, but I've really got to go, you guys. I've so much enjoyed my
appreciate all the information.
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
Appreciate your time and everything. And everybody, give her a call. Everybody need PR help, so make sure y'all give her a listen to the website and all that.
Right. Our a la carte services are very inexpensive. Our email marketing starts at $75 for that huge list of database, over 320,000 people. We do press releases and bios for as little as $100, sponsorship packages for the same amount, ranging from $1 to $250. And, so we're here for you guys. You can reach me at Tia Culver on Twitter. That's TIAULVER. And the phone number is 770-896-565 or TiaCulver.net. And I appreciate you guys so much for radio. Thank you.
That sounds good. That sounds very inexpensive.
Right,
everybody need that, too.
You guys have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
All right. Peace out. Very, very beautiful spirited woman right there.
She is.
A go-getter. Everybody need a go-getter like that. That's what's happening.
Hey, and let's go ahead and hit Don Jr., CEO. He also has a Blog Talk radio show that's on tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 o'clock our time. Is that right, Don?
Absolutely. It's 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You definitely want to get in 10 minutes early because the call lines be back. What we do is we teach and educate and empower you to go to the next level in the entertainment industry. Tia gave you a little appetizer, but we come with the full course. It's like college. Not only is it like college, we actually connect you with the right people. So we don't tell you how to get your record out there. We also connect you with the right people. We get people record deals, and we're not trying to just go in your pockets. We want to show you what life is like on the other side of doing business.
Okay, cool. That sounds like a nice show, man. Everybody needs a show like that. That's really gonna just dig into it, you know. And we kind of try to do that to you you here because we have a lot of guests all the time that's we've all been in the industry for a long time, so we kind of know, you know, what's going on, what's going to make it, what's not going to make it. But we try to give everybody a shot right here, man, and your show sounds great. I'm going to definitely try to get in on there.
For sure.
Yeah, and but the one key element, what I want to say, what I really like about y'all's show is that y'all are covering the worldwide global issues. Y'all covering the minority issues. Y'all covering the issues that affect people. And depending on who your guests are, y'all adapting to the playing field. You guys are a great combo, and with y'all being a great combo, what we do is we get artists and we flood it out. We're not about to play a Haitian. We're about all working together to get to the next level. Because like what you said with the whole Mitt Romney thing, when you get into dealing with just 1%, you're forgetting about the other 99%. That's why Obama got in the office. If you look at all his contributions, there was no large contributions. Everybody was doing $50, $5. But if you got 1 million people giving you $1, it's $1 million. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like break your pockets, and that's what we believe. We don't want to try to hurt you and take food off your table. We want to give you an opportunity to get with the right people and to grow. Because at the end of the day, at one point when I worked T.I.'s project, before T.I. was T.I., his CD, I'm Serious sat on the floor of my car for 6 months before I did the work for Atlantic. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, when I got it, I knew what it was, but it was on the floor of my car. That was when I was really messy way back in the day, like 2003. But the whole thing of what I'm saying is everybody had to start somewhere. Somebody had to give T.I. a shot. Somebody had to give L.A. Reid a shot. Somebody had to give T.I. a shot. Somebody had to give me a shot. So what we do is we just guide you through the process, and at the same time while guiding you through the process, it's the artist development and the business management. A lot of businesses just started, and they fell in the first fiscal year, because they don't have any contracts, they don't have any invoices, they don't know how to get the proper permits. So they go and spend all these thousands of dollars, and then they wind up losing their business because they don't know how to maintain their business. So we want to stop that and teach people how to make money. That's what we like to do. You get paid, we get paid.
Yeah, that's really the best philosophy. I try to tell that to people all the time. It's like stop trying to usurp all the because you know everybody's. Every artist's pockets is different, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'd be like treat everybody differently, like as if everybody broke. You feel me? Don't just look at somebody like, oh, he's a whale. Let me see if I can get, you know, I like to, you know, pay for performance. You know what I'm saying? If you give somebody a couple of dollars and they see performance, then they willing to give you more and more and more. You know what I'm saying?
Well, everybody's one step away from being homeless. I mean, it's not a game, y'all. I've seen so many projects come up. I've seen $3 million get pumped into a project, and they wound up with 155 with a bullet on the Billboard charts, and they broke off a lot of DJs. You know what I'm saying? So it's like after going through all that kind of stuff and seeing that in the industry, I don't take nothing for granted. You know, I'm everybody that gets out here and get up, like what y'all doing on this radio show is amazing. You know, I like the vibe. I like what y'all doing at the same time. If y'all don't do it, nobody else is going to fill that void. So when you won't do it, somebody else will. You know, so it is what it is, man. I just appreciate y'all letting me come in on y'all show, man. You know what I'm saying? And I want to be here for y'all.
Yeah, man, you know what this Obama, we're talking about Obama. You know, I give them my little $14 here and there, a little bit into it. But it's starting to remind me of a Sleep Train commercial, man, because every time I get an email that says, this is the final night to support. This is it, and I know that tomorrow there's going to be another final.
Man, let me tell you something. Did you see the Romney commercial? They got the Romney commercial that shows on Fox and MSNBC, and it says, after the debate, Romney is almost this close to winning. Calling all tea parties, calling all this, calling all AKs. Send money now. Emergency.
Kill me with that stuff, man. Come on.
I'm like, that's dirty. That's the definition of dirty pool right there.
They're like, now Obama's only made $80 million. I'm like, damn, come on, man. Mitt Romney got all kinds of millions and millions and millions.
Winning, bro, at the end of the day is Ohio and all them other battleground states, man, because it's so much money being put into those areas, man. They talking about unemployment has dropped to damn near 7-something, whatever it was. Like, you know, they probably keeping, you know, this pocket's being filled up out there in the battleground states, I promise you.
Well, can I say something about that real quick?
Yeah, I want y'all
to understand this. Now, y'all have to realize that the internet has taken over everything. Unemployment rate didn't drop. People are starting their own businesses because these large corporations are downsizing. It's not Obama's fault. Prior to Obama getting into the office, the country was super jacked up. So now it takes some time to clean it up and fix it. That's like if you were the girl that's been raped, the first time you have sex with her, she's not going to like that. She's going to be like, yo, hold on, I was raped before. So you got to actually coerce her and tell her, like, look, you know, it wasn't me. So Obama is doing the he's going to get another term, but at the same time, it's important and imperative to go out there and vote. But when they talk about the unemployment rate down, there's people getting money because at the end of the day, I've driven past going down Pacific Coast Highway. I see about 12 empty houses. You can't tell me that we don't have places for people to live when I see empty houses every day and I see people eating. I see people throwing food away at the McDonald's. And so it's
the United States. The United States will always, 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 always have a minority and a majority. And when the minority seems like they start to get too far up the ladder, they have to be knocked back down. That's the philosophy of this country that we live in, and we got to understand it. That's why they always choose the winners and the losers and shit. That's why you be like, damn, how the hell did they win $100 million? And ain't nobody you know ever going to win $100 million. And you wonder, damn, why? What's going on? You know, they plant these little plants of winners and losers that make you think that it's attainable, man, but they – trust me, dude, even Abraham Lincoln said he always wants to be the majority. You know what I mean? So we got to look at that and know that only a few of us, it's feast or famine. It's going to be like that.
You just got to keep pushing and do your
thing. It's feast or famine, Camacho. It's like, you know what I'm saying, you try to save the world if you want to, you're going to be sitting up there broke as a joke.
I say that all the time, man. That's why I'm doing this program, this master's program I'm in. I have to do that because the bachelor's ain't got me doing nothing but climbing poles and crawling under people's houses.
Well, you at least you crawling poles. If at least you climbing poles and going under people's houses and shit instead of breaking in people's houses and stealing copper wire and shit.
It's something that you were saying, Don, that makes a lot of sense is I was at the airport last week when we were flying out to Reno, or not Reno, to Vegas. There was not. We had to park so far in the airport. All them people was flying. This country is not broke right now. Hell of people.
No, they want you to think that. They want you to think that.
We is not broke. And what I hated was when the damn Republicans came out, as soon as they said, oh, unemployment's under 8%, they came out, no, it's not. It's 11%. It's 12%. They just want to be so un-American.
They want to be able to.
Ridiculous.
Not just that, but they, like what Mitt Romney's talking about, just you got to, when you listen to the debate, you got to really visualize all the shit he talking about. He talking about drilling everywhere. He talking about trading with all the countries. It don't matter. China, it don't matter. Open up everything. You know, come on, bro. Like, holy shit.
No. You know what killed me? I got to say, the one thing that killed me out of everything that he said, it was just a lot of nonsense, monarchy, whatever. But when he started talking about Big Bird, I was like, Big Bird? You know what Big Bird is?
You know, I grew up, man. Come on, man.
No, but
one,
you know,
1, 2, 3, 4, count.
Electric company, man. You know what I'm saying?
Now, you know what's funny is Mitt Romney always talks about how his dad was from Mexico, right? And if he was Latino, so Rosie Perez went on and she said something about him. Let me play this real quick. Check it out. It's pretty funny. Hopefully, they don't play no commercial in front of it. Yeah, they're playing a commercial in front of it. Hold on. 2, 1.
My dad, you probably know, was the governor of Michigan and was the head of a car company, but he was born in Mexico. And had he been born of Mexican parents, I'd have a better shot at winning this, but he was not. I mean, I say that jokingly, but it'd be helpful if he.
Look at the statistics, and Mitt's point becomes crystal clear. Hispanics represent 17% of the population and account for 2% of all elected and appointed officials. The advantage is obvious. Think of all of our Hispanic American presidents, from Jorge Washington to Jorge Bush, Uno Evo, and who can forget Presidente Jimmy Smith? Boricua! I mean, all it means is a little sazon, but just a little bit. I mean, you didn't really need to go full John Boyega on the spray tan. But a clear Hispanic American like Julian Castro, oh, Ricky Martin, oh my goodness, what if you were just a little bit gay, man? Think of all the advantages that would provide. Oh, no, wait for it. What if you had a vagina? If you were a gay Latina, this election would be in the bag for you. Unfortunately for you, Mitt, you were cursed. Hard not life of growing up as the son of a wealthy governor and auto executive? And when your father paid your way through private school, Harvard Law, and bought your first house, I just can't imagine how difficult that must have been for you. But the truth is, the reason why Latinos aren't voting for you is because your policies suck. Being Latino wouldn't win you the election. But saying jokingly that you wish you were might actually lose it for you.
Is that it?
Yeah, hold on.
You're tuned into the baddest radio show on the internet.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
Was that KG that was on earlier?
Soul Kitchen Radio. What's that?
Was that KG that was on the 916 earlier? I hope he called back in if that was him.
Nobody called. I told everybody, if you want to call, if you want to talk to us, push 1. We got a call right here from the 509. What's happening? She pushed 1. Who is this? Soul Kitchen Radio.
Hey, this is Brianna Perez.
Brianna Perez. We were just listening to your sister, Rosie. Straight out of Seattle, Washington, where I know it better be raining in Seattle. If it's raining down here, it better be raining in Seattle.
SeaTac.
Actually, it's not raining right now, but it's cold. It is so cold.
It is cold. All right. Hey, so it's me. This is me, Rick Camacho. My man, Big Old Measy is right here. So
what's up?
Hey,
and we
how
got
you
Don Jr., the CEO. He's also on the line with you. Say what's up to him.
How you doing?
What's going on, Ms. Perez?
All right, so check it out. Let's talk about your stuff real quick. Brianna Perez is on the line. I know we got a 901 on hold for 1 second. Let's talk to Brianna Perez. You're from Seattle. You're a singer. You love to sing. You call yourself a Jane of all trades. Man, I'm so masculine. I just know jack of all trades. That's all I know. You schooled me in on something. So let's talk about you. You besides sing. When did you? What made you say I'm just gonna sing? I love to sing.
It started when I was little. I mean, I remember being at friends' houses, entertaining them and their families. Being at my mom's parties, hanging out with her and her friends, singing, entertaining, dancing. I've just always loved to do it. And I've always taken that creativity and put it in my pen and my pad and let it go from there.
What do you like to write about? Like what are your main subjects? Heartbreak, like what are your subjects?
I mean, I could take any subject. Like I could take a personal experience about my childhood, life, love, heartbreak. I mean, my favorite memory. Or I could take a story from somebody that's close to me or something that is a dream or anything, really. Mostly it's just about, of course, love, heartbreak. I mean, off top, but about life, about everyday situations.
Your role models.
A role model?
As far as musically, like, what do you, I don't know, Christina Aguilera, Whitney Houston, you know what I'm saying?
I would have to say Tupac Shakur.
Tupac.
Because of his vast, admiration for art in general, not just music. I mean, he was himself a jack of all trades.
So you like an actress, like you want to be an actress and you want to do everything?
Yeah, of course. I want to branch out. I just I'm a very creative person. I like to keep in touch with anything I can. I mean, art, poetry, acting, any and everything.
So you've had opened up for Jeremiah, the New Boys, Wonder Brothers, and the Jacker. You opened up for them as far as like just opening the show, or how long have you been performing?
Since I was about 17. And yeah, I have opened up for them, and I performed at Jeremiah's birthday bash in Bellevue. And yeah, since I was about 17.
Well, today you called on a great day, because today is Big Ol' Meezy's birthday. Can you sing happy birthday to him?
It's not my birthday.
Go ahead.
First of all, it's not my birthday. Nope. If she gonna sing to me, sing to me with righteous intent. Like, you sing to me just because I feel like it's raining and I want to hear somebody beautifully sing me a song. But don't just put me out there and have people hit me talking about, hey, birthday, big bruh.
And include the term Soul Kitchen Radio in that happy birthday song. Go ahead. We want to hear it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Big Ol' Meezy.
Uh-oh.
Happy birthday to you. Soul Kitchen Radio, wow.
Happy birthday, Big Ol' Meezy. You know, that's our new happy birthday song. When anybody calls it their birthday, we're playing that to them. That's how we're doing.
So that's like a preemptive one for me. That's how you feeling it.
That's how we're doing it, man.
Okay. Let me get a happy New Year's one.
Right.
Somebody to work right now. It's all good. Hey. So yeah. Let's get into one of your songs real quick. We got let's play this one. I think it's called, I can't see the whole thing. Okay. This is it. What's this called right here?
This is My Desire.
There it is. Soul Kitchen Radio.
Much bliss, and I can't resist when you are next to me. Yo, this Messy Marv, man, the boy, Young Mess. And I'm fucking up some super nachos with my Mexican homeboy, Rick Camacho, on Soul Kitchen Radio. We need the cheese, man. What's happening?
Soul Kitchen Radio, and Rez, my desire. Man, I love that song. That's just so catchy. You wrote that yourself?
Yes, I did. Me and Adrian McKinnon wrote that song.
You know, I ain't gonna lie. I sit around and I write songs like that's when I just think of anything. I say I'm gonna write a song about it, and I just start typing it. But I always have the same damn beat in my head. I can't figure out how to get around that. Maybe you could give me some tips. Anybody else out there that just likes to write songs? You can think about it. What do you do to motivate yourself to write good?
Brianna? I didn't get that. You were breaking up.
Oh, I think that's you breaking up. Okay. What do you use? How do you go ahead and write your songs? What kind of melody do you use in your head when you're writing your songs?
I don't know. I mean, really, sometimes I'll think of like a catchy little tune and I'll just sit down. And most of it, believe it or not, I'm like laying in bed about to go to sleep. And I'll have to write it down before I wake up and forget about it. And most of the time, I write my music without a beat. I'll just write it with a melody in my head, and then I'll go and find a beat that suits it. But, yeah.
I think that's the hardest thing to me, because, like what I was saying, I guess when your phone was breaking up, is my melodies in my head always seem to be the same. Like, the words come out.
Comcast, might be backing it up. I blame her, and that ain't even cool.
I
was just reflecting on how you got back at her, and you was like, "That's your phone," and I was like, "Hold on, bruh."
Oh, you talking about the signal? Okay.
I was about to be like, "Hold on, bruh."
Yo, that's your signal going. Not mine, girl. That's not my. Hold on, we got a call from the 901. Who is this? You're on Soul Kitchen Radio. What's up? 901. Okay, I'm gonna put.
Who's that? 916 though. 239-5504.
916. I think this is the leader. What's up? 239.
Hey, you guys. How are ya?
Voila. I was gonna say that too, cause you put a picture of her on my Facebook wall, and then people been hitting me like, who's old girl that's on the woo wop, man? She hella thick, and she's standing. But I was like, which one you talk about? I was like, she's like standing between some hella thick with some blue, killing it. And I was like, hold on, let me see. I got to look at my phone real quick, and I was like, oh shit, I just went on there.
Yeah.
You haven't seen the picture? Oh.
Yeah.
It's kind of breaking up.
What is the whole show?
Yeah, you guys are breaking up.
Man, it's breaking up real bad.
Uh-oh. That's your, see, that's your Comcast, bruh.
Okay, yeah.
See how you tried to blame Brianna? See how you tried to blame Brianna? You know what I'm saying? I had to come up to that. You know what I mean? Put my cape on real quick, though, real quick.
And well, again, you guys know I met Brianna at Cuddy Dre's video shoot and release party last weekend, and then she sent me to her YouTube, and I liked that. Like Rick, I fell in love with that song, My Desire, and I hit her up. I was like, hey, you know.
You know, she Alita knows my style. She knows what I like. I love some good R&B, and she knows that. She's like, I'm gonna send this to Rick. I'm gonna send in these rap people. You might, they do cool. I'm gonna send them this R&B stuff. You're gonna be like, oh, this is shit.
Yeah.
That's Alita knows my style, man. That's why I love you so much, girl, because you be doing your thing. Yeah. Hey,
I gotta take care of my boys up there.
Hey, I love that. I love this remix you did. That turn off the lights. Turn off the lights.
Ooh, leave the singer to her.
This song, who made you remix this one?
What was that?
What made you remix this one?
Wow, you're really breaking out, Rick.
What?
I love the song.
Okay, okay. Well, let's just get into the song. I know what won't break up is this song ain't going to break up, so let's take it out of the show to the radio.
You're looking so bad. I'ma give you my heart. Could you fall in love tonight? And boy, you're tearing me apart. Cause I know I can love you right. See, you deserve a night off. And I know what to do with it. So turn them lights back right off. Come close and go with it. I knew from the start you've been looking for me all your life. In any kind of weather, no one can do it better. You've been looking for forever, and now I'm standing here. So go on and tell the world about me just so they can get jealous. And if they see me before you, they'll fly with me. It's all forever.
So turn on the lights.
Your lesson's over. I keep my promises, will never turn on you. I ain't gon' ever cheat or ever make no move. I'll be there anytime you need it, I come through. So turn on the lights. You're looking over. You're looking over. You're looking over. So turn on the lights. You're looking over. Big boys don't cry. Wait till you see what I can do. See, you deserve a night off. And I know what to do with it. So turn them lights back right off. Express your mind and go with it. I knew from the start you've been looking for me all your life. And now we're here together. No team can do it better. My focus is pleasure. And now we're here forever. So come on over here, let me show you right, anytime you need me, day or night, turn on the lights, your lesson's over, I keep my promises, will never turn on you, I ain't gonna ever cheat or ever make no move, I'll be there anytime you need it, I come through, so turn on the lights, your lesson's over, your lesson's over. I'm a good girl. You've been misled. Now you're ready for my world. I got the energy to take control of me. You try to go to sleep, but you see me in your dreams. Just in case you come across today, you stay clean. And if they recognize my face, don't worry. See, you've been looking for me with a flashlight. It really don't mean anything that you got your cash right. And I'm honest and promise to stay true. And when you see me, we gon' blast off to the moon. So turn on the lights. You're looking over. You're looking over. You're looking over. So turn on the lights. You're looking over. You're looking over.
Have you ever tried to quit smoking? Then you know how difficult it can be. I'm Paul Rizzo, creator of The Smell That Will Make You Quit. It's a simple, step-by-step system that I know will work for you. Believe me, I tried it all. Patches, pills, gums, electric cigarettes. I even tried to be hypnotized and acupuncture. Nothing worked. So I developed this simple, step-by-step system I know will work for you. So quit smoking for the last time with The Smell That Will Make You Quit. I know you can do it.
Go to thesmellthatwillmakeyouquit.com.
On Soul Kitchen,
on Soul
Radio.
Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen
Soul
Radio.
Kitchen Radio.
I had a dip in my hip just now, grooving to that music.
What?
I love that. You need a video, girl. Here I am. I got
Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio. We're back with Brianna Perez. And I just think you're missing. I spelled it all wrong. So I don't know if you can search for my stuff at Soul Kitchen Radio. So search for me. Team SKR. Team SKR. And please correct my Twitter stuff. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you a little bit. I'm hearing Rice Krispies over here. Every time we get, it usually happens. Talk about politics, man. You know, the power of messing up the signal. So we just got to treat it as such. See like how we
Mitt
do.
Mitt Romney jangling with the sound again.
You know what I'm saying? It always happens, bro. Sometimes, one time this whole show just got cut off, bro. It's nothing.
There you go.
All the way from Memphis, Tennessee. Is that you, Big Lou?
That's always, baby. Memphis Lou in the house.
Memphis Lou is in the house, man. We didn't do a show yesterday because we had some more technical difficulties. Everybody had to go somewhere else. But shout out to them Oakland Raiders that pulled it off against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Memphis Lou, what's up to Miss Brianna Perez? She's on the line.
Oh, my God. How you doing, beautiful?
Good. How you doing?
I can't complain. It's another day in paradise, and America's team won yesterday.
You said what?
I said America's team won yesterday, so that makes the day even better. The Cowboys represented.
Uh-oh. See, my Texans won yesterday, too.
Y'all the other team. But Miss Culver was sounding great, man. You know, I was just looking. I was like, man, she looked just as good as she sounds.
There it is. And Lou, Memphis Lou, let me introduce you to the woman who does it all for us. She hooks up all these interviews. Her name is Miss Alita Turner. She is the backbone, one of the backbones of this show. She is on the line. Say hi to Alita.
How you doing now?
Hey, fine. How are you?
Pretty good. Sound like you're the hardest working woman on the internet radio.
I got it.
And she can sell you a house and everything.
Whatever you need, I got it. Nutrition, houses, whatever you need.
she's a Jill of all trades, or whatever we call her. Jill or Jack.
She's a Jill of all trades.
Jack of all trades. Jill of all trades.
She's definitely a Jill of all trades.
Pleasure to meet you, sir.
Good to meet you.
There it is. Yeah, Memphis Lou is our, he's called from Tennessee. He's on our Sunday show, on our show.
So, Memphis Lou in Tennessee, but he riding with the Cowboys?
He riding with the Cowboys. All
That's very interesting. Very interesting. And he eat chitlins, too, y'all.
And he eat chitlins.
I don't eat chitlins. But around these parts back in the day, we didn't have a football team. So in Memphis, you were either a Pittsburgh Steelers fan or a Dallas Cowboys fan or a 49ers fan. And I can't get down with the black and yellow. I can't get down with the red and gold. You know, so I had to represent America's team with their beautiful star on the helmet.
Oh, my God. That's very interesting.
Hey, we're going to be right back. Let's play another song real quick, and then we're going to take it right back. We're going to stay in Sacramento. We're going to stay with the cover. This is a little bit of Tessa Evans. I love this song. You mess with Tessa a lot, Bree? All right. We'll be back.
Introducing the Virgin Lady. Let's go.
Bruises on my neck, bruises on my thighs, cuts on my back, scratching down my side. Ooh, and I needed this pain as a punishment. Ooh. The pain, no, run from me, is a game song. me, you see that it's real. And he didn't doubt me for a second. He squeezed me, he could tell how I feel. I wish we could take off and go anywhere but here, baby, you know the deal. I'm back, maybe I won't, but then again, maybe I will. Do it for the money and the power and the fame right now, and I will. Do it for the sake of the game that we play right now, and I will, I will, I will. Do it for the money and the power and the fame right now, and I will, I will, I will. Do it for the sake of the game. You're just high. You told me that you love me last night, and love left as soon as the sunrise. But when you touch me, you do it like you mean it. You hold me like you never wanna leave it. You're my bad addiction because I let you be it. I want it and I promise that I need it. You be my yin yang, living in the gray. Baby, fresh, I guess I'm alright. Drinking cold, doing cocaine. I'm a duke and do a full split. I started to pop it for my baby. Look back and he can see that it's real. And he didn't doubt me for a second. He's squeezing, he can tell how I feel. I wish we could take off and go anywhere but here, baby. You know the deal. I'm back, maybe I won't. But then again, maybe I will. Do it for the money and the power and the fame right now, and I will.
You said the
M. Do it for the sake of the game that we play right now, and I will. I will. I will. Do it for the money and the power and the fame right now, and I will. I will. I will. Do it for the sake of the game that we play right now.
Yeah, like that.
So this is Sean Jackson, yeah. Philadelphia Eagles, and you listen to Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio. We are back. That was that Tessa Evans, man. That's that. She did that cover. How'd you like that one, Bree?
I like that. That was hot.
I got a question for Bree. I was just out there in L.A., man, in Burbank. We was at the same hotel as the contestants for The Voice and shit. I was wondering if you would consider, like, if you ever consider trying out for one of those shows.
Actually, believe it or not, as a fluke, I registered to try out for The Voice next season.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That'd be big. Cause you know what? I asked myself, I said, you know, when I see all the contestants and I see how talented they are, I'm like, there's so many R&B artists on them shows. I don't know. It's probably gonna be even harder for just your average independent person trying to come up. You know what I'm saying? Because you got all these shows. It's like you damn near have to nowadays.
Yeah. I'm really excited though. I think it's gonna be fun.
Like nowadays, even if you assign to a label, it's like the labels are like, man, I feel like we gotta put her on one of those shows just to get her the free publicity. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That way we gotta ask Tia Culver about that one. Does she do that?
You know it only makes sense because it's like, you know, just you could now it's just another obstacle for your average, you know, person singing maybe in a church or something, and then they want to say, I think I want to be a singer. It's like you almost have to try to get on one of those shows.
I think me and Memphis Lou should go get on one of them shows and do a duet.
Go try out for American Idol.
Well, we can't do American Idol. We gotta do.
Oh, do America's Got Talent then. They'll take everybody.
Yeah, we like over 40, so go do some things. Lou, with you down, man?
Man, Sharon Osbourne not finna clown me. Man, you know them British fans are rude, man.
What's your name? If me fish you, I love your name.
You can find me on YouTube underneath America's Worst Singer.
Oh, no.
Put myself out there, Green.
I think Memphis Lou might got a voice, man. I can tell by his voice. You know, he might have. You can't just put him with you on that one, bruh.
Oh, man.
You ain't gonna jazz me up.
Let dude work for us, speak for himself.
No.
No.
We're gonna do a song like this.
There you go. I wish you could see me dancing like this.
Selena, Santa Maria. I'll see you in the bottom while you're drinking sangria.
Nachos, lemon heads, my dad's boat. You won't go down cause my dick can float.
Hello,
we sail around the world and go port to port. Every time I come, I produce a quart. Put on your life vest, let's drop. There's a nice lady who I like to spank her.
I never knew that they had an extended version to that song. It's crazy.
X-rated version.
I'm the songbird of my generation.
Here it is. We got 916. I think this might be K-Gita.
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 Sir.
All right, there he is. K-Gita's on the line. Hold on 1 second, sir. Miss Brianna Perez, real quick, give everybody your Facebook, your Twitter, and all that.
On Twitter, it's at Miss Brianna Perez. Facebook is Brea Curry. And you can find me on Reverb Nation at reverbnation.com/Miss Brianna Perez.
And SoundCloud.
And thank you for having me.
You on SoundCloud?
No, not SoundCloud yet.
Okay. Gotta get on SoundCloud. Everybody got the SoundCloud going now.
Man, that's if you don't want to get SoundCloud, Brianna, you don't have to. First of all, there's so much shit. You heard Sister Girl earlier talking about all the shit she was signed up on. Come on, man. And, you know, sometimes it's too much. They got to look for you. It's nothing.
I got a lot of shit. I don't even use it.
I got all these passwords in my head and shit. I'm not trying to remember all this shit.
It's crazy, man. Hey, Bree, we wish you luck in your future. Come back. Come back anytime on Soul Kitchen Radio. And is your stuff available on iTunes right now? Can somebody go buy it right now and put some money in your pocket?
I'm working on that as we speak, actually. You can also find me on YouTube as well. So
when is the audition for The Voice? When is that?
The date is to be announced, but I'm guessing it's going to be in January sometime. January through March, I'm guessing. So.
Well, show up and show out. We're going to be praying for you.
What's your Instagram?
Thank you.
What's your Instagram?
Instagram is at Brea, Brea underscore Perre.
And what do you be putting on there? A lot of food? Everybody put food on Instagram? Is that what it's for? I'm just wondering.
Instagram was for food.
I only put food on Instagram. I don't know if I'm supposed to put real stuff on there.
Food, shoes, pictures of your kicks, all that type of shit.
Shit like that. Okay.
I guess I'm looking at the wrong thing. I see
people look at me. You know, I was in Lafayette and I took some pictures of food and these old white people looked at me and said, "Look, he taking pictures of his plate." Taking pictures of his plate. Why they always take
And since we talk about food real quick, I just want to give a shout out to Whole Foods out there in Newport Beach, man. We went there a day ago, man, and that shit is incredible. Shame, man. Whole Foods in Newport Beach, cracking.
I love Whole Foods, man. I go there all the time.
See, the government don't want you to eat at Whole Foods. All that just broke up.
I told you it happened like that.
They got you.
There it is.
They was like, Whole Foods? Them people don't even eat healthy. Chop that shit up.
Gita on the phone. It's Soul Kitchen Radio. Let's get into one of his cuts real quick. Then we come back. We're going to talk to the man. Stay on the line. It's Soul Kitchen Radio.
The legend.
714-694-4150 at Soul Kitchen Radio, at Big O Meezy, and at Nature Boy 4. And John Jr., CEO, man, we can go all through them all day. It's Soul Kitchen Radio.
Yeah.
It's a term we use in the feds, man. When we see a nigga doing his thing, we say that nigga like that. I said that to a nigga on the street. He said, like what? Obama, he like that. Jail, he like that. My team, they like that. My whip, he like that. Gina, he like that. My chick, she like that. Ten, they like that. My hustle, it's like that. Jigga, he like that. B, she like that. My team, they like that. My hustle, it's like that. Obama, he like that. Jail, he like that. My team, break it down for you. What I mean by it's like that. S550 on chrome, it's like that. Something on your wrist worth 50, then it's like that. Got 100 carats in your chain, and it's like that. Looking like Nicky, dick, big like that. Work bring back 60 off a brick, and it's like that. Nice on the mic, rip tracks, and it's like that. Kobe and LeBron on the court, and they like that. Playing any sport, and you the ish. Yeah. Feeling what I'm saying, you ain't playing. You like that. Fresh about the fans, I'm back on. Cause I'm like that. King of the city, that's you, and you like that. Obama, he like that. Shell, he like that. My team, they like that. My whip, he like that. Gina, he like that. My chick, she like that. Ten, they like that. My hustle, it's like that. Jigga, he like that. B, he like that. My team, my hustle, it's like that. Obama, he like that. Shell, he like that. My team, they like that. My whip, it's like that. Old team moving mean, getting guap. Yeah, like that. Phantom, even if it's on stop, it's like that. Independent chick, got her own. She's like that. Treat a man like he's sitting on the throne. She's like that. Give head like a damn guillotine. She's like that. Hang tight like a damn wedding ring. Moved 100 this week, still counting. You like that? Turned the molehill into a mountain. That's me. You like that? Lisa G and Knight up off the blade. You like that? Patron chase with the rose. It's like that. You the one they trying to beat, but can't see it's cause you like that. Tell them get off your NUTV. I ain't like that. Obama, he like that. Shell, she like that. My team, they like that. My whip, it's like that.
He's like that.
Oh, Camacho, we like that.
So yeah, so kid like shit, that. We like that. We name all kind of shit and it'll be like that.
Hey, put y'all one more time. Let me remind you right now. Today is the last day in California that you can register to vote. Get out there and get registered. And my thinking, if you're not registered by now, then you're probably not going to vote. But if you just listen to our show and you say, hey, I think I want to vote, then get your ass out there and register.
It's G.I. Joe versus Cobra. Romney is Cobra and Serpentor on there. And Obama is G.I. Joe and Duke. And you know, what's the other dude? What's the main dude? Duke and the other dude, G.I. Joe. That's what we're looking at right now.
Obama. Like that, Michelle. We like that on the phone. KG, we like that.
Hey,
what's up with it? Hey, Gita, let me hold something, man. Let me hold something.
I'm still trying to get back out here, man.
Let me hold something. And one of them dudes, KG, the one of them dudes, you know what I'm saying, hit the street, get a duffel bag, get a key, get some keys, you know what I'm saying, me, get a you know, penthouse and shit, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, man, I wish it was that easy. You know, I had a couple of cats look out for me, so that was a blessing, man, you know.
Hey, man, hey, God bless you, man, being free. I'll be out on these streets, man. You know what I'm talking about? Shaking, you know what I'm saying, the demon up off you, man, and being out here, being productive, man. That's excellent.
Yes, sir, man. It's a good feeling, man. It's nothing like it, man. Just to enjoy these raindrops that I'm seeing right now, you know, coupled with my freedom, man, it's a definite blessing, man.
Love that rain, huh, man? Just go outside, just let it hit your face.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Whenever you want to, though, right? Whenever you want to, not when somebody else tell you you got to.
Right. I got a song called Seasons Change, where when I was in there, man, I was sitting there looking out that window, man, watching the seasons change year after year, man. I couldn't touch it. I couldn't see it. I couldn't smell it. But I couldn't touch it. I couldn't smell it, but I could see it. You know what I mean? I could see the seasons change year by year. And now I'm out here, man, so, you know, it's
KG, tell us how long was you up for?
I did almost 6 years, man, in the feds.
Man, well, congratulations, man. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hit the ground running. That's how hustlers do, man. Hustlers get out and hit the ground running just like he is. We done been in the studio together. We done been up in Tahoe. I done seen his face everywhere. This boy just been on his grind, man. I'm proud of this dude right here.
That's good.
Thank you, man. I'm definitely out here trying to make something happen, man. You know, definitely.
And I see him at the gym every other day getting his lift on, too.
Yes, got
to have the mental, the physical, all the shit, man. That's what's happening.
Yes, sir.
What's up? So what's next? What's the next agenda? You worked on the album right now, right?
Yeah, I'm working on the album. Trying to finish up the mixtape. Working on the album, and actually somebody seen my debut video, and he wanted to try to put a documentary together of my story. So, you know, that's what we got on the table right now, man. So,
I seen the video too that you sent me the link for.
Oh, like that, man.
And 40, I was with 40. We was just out of town, but he said he was trying to look at it. So, I think there was something wrong with it. He couldn't look at it. So just send it to him again. With Chuck too. You know Chuck from Dundee. So he make sure you send another link to Chuck, and Chuck will make sure 40 see it.
Okay, that's what's up. For sure. Hell yeah. Well, how you been, man? I missed you in the gym this morning, man. I see this what you're doing now, huh? You on the
Yeah, head. Monday mornings I'm on this thing, and you know, most likely you'll see me tomorrow. You know, you feel me, on the elliptical, trying to preserve my life and shit.
That's right.
Trying to live a little bit longer on this planet. You dig? What's your next move? What you got cracking?
Well,
you got
like
a show
said,
coming
man.
Up?
Yeah, I got a show coming up, and they got me on the local show this weekend on the 26th. At the Black Sheep, but then I got something coming up in Reno December 8th. There's a lot of people on that card too. But man, I'm just trying to stay working, man. You know, but really what I want to do is I want to expand my wings, man. I want to get out of, you know, California and try to touch some of these other states. You know,
I like that
music.
Song. That song is crossed. That song is, you know, like on some South shit. So, you know, it's good. It's a good look. Real talk.
Yo, this next one from the video, I Am What They Dream.
Oh, yeah, that's that
video,
one.
The video is on YouTube, directed by Jay Sint. And the homie Jay Sint has been doing crazy videos for everybody. So shout out to Jay Sint, man. And
yeah.
The shows, you could go back into our archives and listen to what he had to say. But I'm going to play this real quick. I Am What They Dream. This video is off the hook, man. I've seen, and it kind of comes together now because you got the orange jumpsuits on at the beginning. And then you're like 6 months later, now I'm out and I'm doing my thing. So this shit is just like some real shit. Let's listen to it right here. Soul Kitchen Radio.
Yeah.
714-694-4150. K. Gita is on the
line. K. Gita.
Give him a call.
Yeah. They got no idea what it took for me to get here. The ups and downs. Guess they thought I was going to stay down there. Is that what they thought? Should know me better than that. Speak on it.
Why they sleeping on me? California king. Why these other cats chasing? I'ma catch me a dream. Somebody say it's a tangent. I say it's in my reach. So I'ma keep preaching till I'm Martin Luther King. Make it come to pass. Montana me. And make Malcolm proud. Yeah, by any means. I listen to the doubters. Have low self-esteem. But it's too many believers that Jesus deserve a ring. So I'm going for mine. No matter how hard it seems. Only fail if I don't try. Gotta believe in me. Each and every 16. Making my heart bleed. Blessed to have enough left to still stand on my feet. I don't rap make-believe. Only things that I see. So every time I break y'all, you're getting pieces of me. I embody the streets. And every soldier in them. Look at the concrete. My reflection in it.
Yeah. I am the strength. I am what they dream. What they dream. Nothing less than what's promised to me.
Nah.
I paid the cost. One hell of a
hell of a fee.
Instead of rid of loss, if I'm stuck chasing a dream. I am the strength. I am what they dream.
What
they dream. Nothing less than what's promised to me.
Nah.
I paid the cost. One hell of a
hell of a fee.
Instead of rid of loss, if I'm stuck chasing a dream.
He's there for you. Spend a day in my life. Take a walk in my shoes. See if depression busts a pipe. Maybe you feel what it's like to be the one that's chosen to lead the blind to the light. You know a child is golden. Every since my adolescence been showered with blessings. Cause all my transgressions came with valuable lessons. Wasn't born in the luxury, right? But mama made sure that a baby boy knew he had a purpose in life. But it took a while to figure out. And it took a fair bit for me to see the time is running out. I took my lick like a soldier, that's without a doubt. But a new beginning got me focused on another route. I walked the yard with gangbangers and killers. My kingpins, pimps and drug dealers. They all tell me, Jesus, you can make the world feel us. Just open up your heart and let it bleed on the realer.
I am the strength, I am what they dream.
What they dream,
nothing less than what's promised to me.
Nah.
I paid the cost. One hell of a
hell of a fee.
Instead of rid of loss, if I'm stuck chasing a dream. I am the strength. I am what they dream.
What they dream,
nothing less than what's promised to me.
Nah.
I paid the cost. One hell of a
hell of a
fee. Instead of rid of loss, if I'm stuck chasing a dream.
Never asked to be the leader. Just follow my path. Speed bumps and all. Kept my foot on the gas. Put my head a few times on the roof of the car. In and out of lanes, trying to dodge the law. Head on collision with the alphabet boys. Stripped me of my freedom and all of my toys. Send me back to the gate to start from scratch. Put my puzzle back together, but the pieces don't match. It's an ugly picture, but I ain't in no rush. Watch me paint this masterpiece with my new paintbrush. Patience is a virtue, that means it's a skill. I don't take well to failure, that means that I'm ill. That means that I will defeat all odds, the almighty in me. That means I'm a god, I've been through the fire. That's why I shine like gold, lead the world in awe when my saga's told.
I am the strength, I am what they dream.
What they dream,
nothing less than what's promised to me.
Nah.
I paid the cost, one hell of a
hell of a fee.
Instead of rid of loss, if I'm stuck chasing a dream. I am the strength, I am what they dream.
What they dream,
nothing less than what's promised to me.
Nah.
I paid the cost, one hell of a
hell of a
fee. Instead of rid of loss, if I'm stuck chasing a dream.
Boy, yeah. Jay Gibb, the soul of the city, and you are in the kitchen, right here on Soul Kitchen Radio. We cooking up that good gumbo, that good beef stew for you. You dig? Holla at it.
Holla at it.
Soul Kitchen Radio, that's that good, good K-Gina.
Who did that beat? Hey, J-K-Gina, who did that beat, man?
My boy Keith did that beat. Platinum
man, it
beat.
Sound like he was really playing them guitars, man, really trying to feel that shit.
Yeah, yeah. When I came home, he said, "Gina, I got something for you, man. I just want you to talk about what you've been through, man, and some real music." So as soon as he gave it to me, shoot, I had the song done in about 30 minutes, man.
Man, that's what's up.
Hey, Don Jr. still on the phone. Don Jr., how you like that K-Gita, man?
Boy, you took the words right out of my mouth. I'm like double dutch. I'm ready to jump in, man. That was a fire record, man. I actually want to play that record, bro. I got to get it cleaned up because I got 325,000 listeners worldwide and 17 AM FM radio stations playing my radio show. You know, I'm gonna be like a fly on the wall, but I really like that song. I like that song.
Definitely
a lot.
Make sure you clean that record. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I need to get it. They do fine people for cussing on the radio. It's bad. You know, I don't
want to. Yeah, you got a blog talk. You out there in the airwaves of the world.
Well, what happens is we use the blog talk platform to deal with the social media and catching people that's in the blog talk world. But then we submit our radio show to 17 AM FM radio stations, and instead of them hiring a DJ, they play our radio show in place of hiring a DJ.
Oh, we definitely need to talk then, because we say fuck that damn all the time.
But, you know, I mean, it is what it is. Now, you know, we live on the air. If we wasn't on the air, it's a whole different kind of conversation. But if I know I'm being recorded, you know, it's like being in church. You don't hear the pastor get up there. I can't stand none of y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Man, that record was phenomenal, man. That record, I felt the energy, the pain. I felt just the coming home, you know what I'm saying? I did some time myself, man. It's a whole different feeling when you have all your freedoms taken away and you get them back. You be like, man, taking a shower, flipping on the light switch. All them little simple things become great things to do. So, I mean, I am the streets, man. That record would sell, like ridiculously sell, you know. And I mean that could be for the car shows, you know, the Street Kings. You know, I got a lot of people that would get behind that record, man. You know, y'all get him in touch with me because I would definitely help him out.
Definitely will, man. And
especially because you're talking to somebody that it really happened to. Like he's telling the truth.
Yeah, you can follow Don on Twitter at DonJRCEO, DonJRCEO. KG, I hope you wrote that down. You can follow him. Hit him up. You got a nice show. Hit pushing 400,000 listeners. So you definitely want to hit that.
Hey, hold on. Let me give my number because I'm old school. It's 818-358-5722. I'm not one of these running type dudes. You can't call me. This is my sister, cousin, baby mama, auntie house, and she can't take no calls at 3 o'clock in the morning. Cause I deal with people in Japan, and they call me from the future. So I welcome all calls. Anybody. I don't run from nobody.
Hey, you asked him, how is tomorrow going to be?
What happened?
I said, you said they call you from the future. They call you from tomorrow. You be like, I'm tomorrow.
Yeah, they call me from Japan. Japan is about 10 to 12 hours ahead of us on Pacific time.
What's it like?
Switzerland, England.
818-358-5722. Once again, 818-358-5722. As Don Jr. CEO at Don Jr. CEO on Twitter, and when can I listen live on Blog Talk to your show?
We're gonna be live at I'm gonna go for the East Coast because some people get it twisted. If I say 7, they're gonna come at the wrong time. It's 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I gotta give a shout out to the Queen of the Movement and Daily. My wife is always with me everywhere we go. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I like what y'all are doing, and I'm telling y'all right now, man, it takes intelligent power players making gangster moves like the commission did it when we put it all together, as opposed to you got this and you got that and you got this and you get money over here. Let's put it all in the pot, and we all could eat forever. Like what Big Meech did. It's simple.
That's what's up.
Man, that's what's up. And make sure you check us out on our Sunday morning show from 9 to 10, the Fantasy Football every Sunday. Pre-game show, we call it, and we come together and we just talk about fantasy football. And we get people in their leagues and make them win. And we talk.
I just finally realized after I watched y'all win yesterday that y'all was two and five
now.
That don't make no sense. I thought y'all was like 4 and something.
Yeah, shut up.
I'm just keeping it all real, just with you. Yeah, you know, yeah. I'm happy that y'all won though. I'm gonna be real with you, Raiders.
Yeah, thanks.
Let me see if
Liners on mine, man.
They be talking big Bronco, and I'll be like, damn, they talking big Bronco to be 2-5. Shit.
You know what?
You play to win the game. You play to win the game.
Hey, that was awesome.
That's it. I mean, it was a great game. I mean, that's the second time that we've been to a game and it came down to the last minute field goal.
Somebody gave him a death threat. If they don't win, it was going to be curtains.
I mean, that one, it was curtains.
That's what I'm saying. They got a death threat.
It was all
Carson Palmer got a death threat.
Man, Carson Palmer, he didn't even really win the game for us. It was whatchamacallit, that dang pass interference call at the end. That's what won the game for us. It was the Jaguars that gave us the game.
Janikowski always come through for y'all, though.
Yep. And then we
Man, they need to name a street after that boy.
I know. And then we got our man, Run DMC. Run from DMC. You know, he's doing his thing. Man,
KG, what's your football team, KG?
Man, it's Niners on mine, man. You know,
hello.
It's always a toddler, man. So, you know, it ain't no new thing. Just because we went in there, we went through a lot of.
We're going to be so nice and rested for the next game. Oh, I feel sorry for whoever the next people we play.
What about
we
you,
need
Don?
A new quarterback, though.
Our quarterback, Sam Bamman, bro. Rest real tall.
I got to go. I got two squads. Jets, and the Colts. You know what I'm saying? I got mad when they got rid of Peyton Manning, but I'm always be a diehard Colt fan. Feel me?
What about the Jets, though?
Man, bro, they need to let Tebow start, bro. I was in Florida when Tebow won. Yes, well, I was in Florida when he won the championship, bro. It's like you got to have that momentum in order to win the game. You can't come in part-time at the end of the night.
Don't you think it's too late? Y'all don't even have y'all defensive players. It's too late to put him in now.
Bro, I'm telling you, if he got to go all the games the rest of the season, they would actually be a contender, man. They barely lost that game to the Patriots. Barely.
They did barely lose, though. He got sacked. Dude got sacked.
Come on now.
That was
Brady
cold.
Is a MVP two or three times, a whole bunch of rings. I mean, but now you know Brady let you down. He did it that one year when he won all the games and lost the most important games. You know what I'm saying? But still, you know, the AFC is like the most easiest. That division, they can win that division if they just play hard. You know what I'm saying?
So I mean,
Sanchez is a better thrower, but the whole thing is it's not about throwing the ball. It's about all the situations. You know, you need all 12 people and all. He's not hype enough. When Tebow get hype, man, if y'all seen that game where Tebow was at Florida and they was down 21 points at halftime, he gave him the pep talk, boy, and they went out there and spanked him. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't. It is not collegiate football.
You don't think he on the sidelines going up and down that offensive defense saying his
No, it don't work. If you're not the captain, you're a part-time player. You know what I'm saying? If you're not leading the game, you can't be cheerleading from the crib. I'm down with the Bloods and the Crips, but I ain't going game, baby. You gotta be out there. They gotta see you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey man, don't disrespect the Bloods and the Crips like that, man.
but you feel what I'm saying though? If you gonna do what you're doing, you gotta do. I can't say I'm a radio host that you don't ever hear.
Right. Yeah.
if you don't hear me on the radio, but I'm hosting my own show. Where you at? I ain't never heard you, man. I'm in the background. I'm a host, but
they got to talk about they was gonna put him in at running back and some old shit. It's over for that dude, man.
Nah, man, I'm telling you right now, they just trying to get him worked into the team. Sanchez been washed up for a real long time, bro. And when his boy, I think, Santonio Holmes, when he got injured and that 1-2 connection, that was it. It's the only person that can catch his ball.
He's dating Eva Longoria, bro. Everybody ain't even talking about that, man. You know what I mean? You know what females do when you're hitting that box, man, and take your legs, man. He been beating Eva Longoria up, man, got his mind all twisted, bro. You know that's what's happening. just like when Mike Tyson got with old girl, man, he started Robin Givens, man, he started losing his shit.
Man, yeah,
females
will
do it to you all the time, bro. Just like Romo and Homegirl, Jessica Simpson, whoever they are. You know, females do it all the time, bro. Just like Harden and old girl, man, Trina and shit, man. It just happens, bro. It's females. They the bane of our existence.
You gotta hold down your rock. You gonna hold down your rock, you gotta hold down your rock. It's a 50-50 situation, but it's really 100-100. And if you're giving a full 100 and you're getting back a 400, anything is possible. I'm gonna show y'all tonight, man. I'm gonna show you better than I can tell you. When you see it, you're gonna be like, oh shit, it's real. Like, yeah, it's real. You know what I'm saying? But as far as on this old makeup on y'all show, man, I really appreciate the time, you know, because I've been on hundreds and hundreds of shows. And for y'all to be where y'all are and how y'all make it move, man, this is something, this is some next level like I'm talking about this, that Kush that ain't nobody else got. It's next. You know what I'm saying?
It,
like,
where you get that at?
And people are here, what are you, he was talking about some Kush, man. What the fuck?
we got another song, though. You got to hold on, dog, because you got to play this one on your show, dog, because this is that new, brand new, big old Meezy.
Uh-oh.
With it. Right here on Soul Kitchen Radio.
Off that TGC2, man, coming soon.
TGC2, the great communicator, my man Big Omizi.
Real with it.
794-4150, get with us.
Feeling way OG. I just wanna live life, set and kick my feet. Other day I had the vision, ambition to make a meal ticket. I gotta deal with it, so I'm coming real with it. I'm in the game, feeling way OG. I just wanna live life, set and kick my feet. Other day I had the vision, ambition to make a meal ticket. I gotta deal with it, so I'm coming real with it. Paper penny and your wooden nickel. I want it all big or small. I ain't picky when it come to mail. Ain't a job I ain't done, son. Hustler by nature, it's natural. I'm gamed up. Give a damn, but I don't give a fuck. Got a lot to live for, but for what I wouldn't press my luck. Truly blessed, less stress, more victory. Never brag, but I'm trying to make history. Even if I stumble, I get right back. And me a pencil in the pad, some liquor in a tight track. Roll up, make this shoot fast. When it's done, it's a wrap. I look back and say I did that. Life is about choices and moves we make. Gotta get it every minute, can't procrastinate. Deliver, devote time, and your dream will come. Get up and go get it, stop bumping your gum. I'm in the game, feeling way OG. I just wanna live life, step and kick my feet. Other day I had the vision, ambition to make a meal ticket. I gotta deal with it, so I'm coming real with it. I'm in the game, feeling way OG. I just wanna live life, step and kick my feet. Other day I had the vision, ambition to make a meal ticket. I gotta deal with it, so I'm coming real with it. Every time I step up out, I'm coming clean and concise. Got the meat and potatoes, add some water and spice. Cook it up in the pot, let it simmer and stew. When it's ready, confetti, go out and get some balloons. It's a party, we ain't stopping till I say so. And I say no, living in the last days. Yo, I'm too black and too strong, cannot be put in the box. Labeled as integrated, for more and more every drop. Squeeze the blood of the turnip, tell the girl she with me. You gotta reach a higher level, teach them how to succeed. Man, I got mouths to feed, so I'm chasing the cake. PhD on how to separate the will and the fake. My success is not a subject that is up for debate. You can tell the way he speak, he gotta mean what he say. Off the runner like a thoroughbred, I go like a jet. Yeah, that's me, I'm a vet, give me my proper respect. I'm in the game, feeling way OG. I just wanna live life, step and kick my feet. Other day I had the vision, ambition to make a meal ticket. I gotta deal with it, so I'm coming real with it. I'm in the game, feeling way OG. I just wanna live life, stack and kick my feet. Other day I had the vision, ambition to make a meal ticket. I gotta deal with it, so I'm coming real with it. B.I.G. Omizi, dynamic coalition. Time to up the tone, microphone check, listen. Sick as my alma mater, off a dollar and a dream. Proper precision for most unstoppable schemes. I want it all, every check, all the merch shoes. Account for every purchase. Bring that purse check. Show me what you working with. Bet that I could work a twist. Satisfy a thirsty. Pulling dough without a tug of war. Coming easy to please me. I feed me, I stay greedy. And my plate gotta stay needy. Throwing hundreds in the air. Yeah, right, never take it there. But I work like I don't give a care. Saw the new count figures getting bigger. Beat the black bear. Ain't too many like us rare. And I'm military minded. Just grinding for my shit. I'm in the game feeling way OG. I just wanna live life. Step and kick my feet. Other day I had the vision, ambition to make a meal ticket. I gotta deal with it, so I'm coming real with it. I'm in the game feeling way OG. I just wanna live life, second kick my feet. Other day I had the vision, ambition to make a meal ticket. I gotta deal with it, so I'm coming real with it.
Baddest radio show on the internet.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
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 That's on that TGC. Great Communicated 2.
Can't be done but real with it, man. And life in general. Smell me?
That's it, man. Right. Brandon, man,
I need my dominoes. I need my dominoes. Oh, let's get it. You know what I'm saying? It's
hey,
Monday.
You know
man, bro. Man, I just need the radio joint on that. I like it. I'm in the game feeling real OG. Yeah, you killed it.
Real OG. That's you know, real OG. Man, I just want to ask everybody, man. You just want to live life, stack, and kick your feet. You feel me?
Man, yes, you gotta be grown to understand what that means, bro. You had to do some dirt, get out the dirt, get back in the dirt, then get out the dirt. Like, okay, now I know what it is.
You swim.
Hey, shout out to Dark Star Internet Radio. They are listening in on us right now and in the chat room. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the words of encouragement right there, Dark Star Internet Radio. Shout out to you, man. It's all good. Hey, I think we got, this is our resident person that comes on the phone all the time, Miss Sweet Gail. What's up, Sweet Gail?
Yeah, I want to tell you a story I think is funny, what happened to me. You know, I told it before, but I don't know if I told you guys. So I'm in one of the bars where they're doing an open mic, and this other comic comes by and says to me, "Are we going to fuck or what?" And he indicates that we should go into the bathroom and do that. You see, are you guys familiar with Cary Grant?
Yeah. Old school?
Yeah. Well, the guy, anyone who's listening and don't know Cary Grant, you could put George Clooney in. See how suave and sophisticated this guy was. The very best for me. He's not going to fuck me in the backseat of a car. He's going to let me go into one of the bar bathrooms. And the one he indicated was even the bathroom I didn't like better than the other bathroom. I think it was hysterical. Then I seen him another day, and he told me that I was enticing him. Now, you've seen pictures of me. Do I look like I could entice anybody?
Possibly.
I just think it's hysterical.
It's somebody, hey, my grandpa always said there's somebody out there for everybody.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
There's somebody out there for everybody.
I was going to go into the bathroom in a bar with him and fool around with him.
Which one would you prefer, the bathroom or the back of the car?
Well, obviously the back of the car is better. But what really got me about this guy, he indicated the bathroom that I didn't even like. There's two bathrooms. There's one I like better. I thought it was hysterical.
Are you working up?
I think it's really funny. You know, it depends on what you think is funny. You know, so you know you look around and a lot of silly things happen as you go along. Well, I'm still looking for someone to exploit
me.
And the moral to the story is we're going to get into this brand new Black Raw, striving artist. I love this song. We'll be right back. It's Soul Kitchen Radio. This one is another one off the hook. KGZ still on the line. Don Jr. CEO still on the line. Here we go. Soul Kitchen Radio.
Yeah.
Hey, mama, I'm telling you, I love you. This some real shit right here. I'm trying to get from the hood to the burbs, you know what I'm talking about?
I wanna get signed by the house for my mama. Finally have a bank account with a couple commas. And I'm tired of living like broke, it's the hardest. Walking down the street just another starving artist. I wanna get paid so I can go and fix my credit. Finally pay for something with a car that isn't debit. Gonna be a hard road, but I'll never get it. Ain't nobody stopping me from going where I'm headed.
Mama, I really appreciate it. The days that I was faded, plus you told me I would make it. I believe, so I faced it. The feelings can't replace it. Pops telling me I'd be nothing but just basic. Face it, Chuck Taylors is what I lace it. Hustled on the block, so homie, that's what I pay with. Light bill, rent bill, nigga, this the same shit. Different hoods and poverty, you ask me, we one bitch. Ha. Now I'm on like a perfect bitch, something like a Gucci stitch. From the hood, so won't snitch. Y'all 48 hours, a nigga, dig your own bitch. On my 50 cents, she get rich or die trick. 365, not enough, like a cream puff. Dudes in the hood walk around like they so tough. So you put that chrome light and put it to they dome, watch they ass fall out.
I wanna get signed by the house for my mama. Finally have a bank account with a couple commas. And I'm tired of living life broke, it's the hardest. Walking down the street just another starving artist. I wanna get paid so I can go and fix my credit. Finally pay for something with a car that isn't debit. Gonna be a hard road, but I'll never get it. Ain't nobody stopping me from going where I'm headed.
I wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself?
Listening to pockets, therapeutic yourself. My brother told me keep pushing, man, it's good for your health. Brother died in 98, so we left his estate. Microphone and headphones, man, this feeling is great. Thinking about my cousin Mikey, man, he locked up state. These motherfucking crackers, man, they made a huge mistake. We need to take it back to trial so we can beat this case. Swear to God, my nigga only locked up based on race. Now all I got is memories, I keep them locked in my safe. A couple faded pictures, man, but yet they won't get replaced. We all waiting on the day that you can walk through them gates. This a hard situation with the times that you face. But Aunt Molly telling everybody keep the faith. So we did, now we going all out here.
I wanna get signed by the house for my mama. Finally have a bank account with a couple commas. And I'm tired of living life broke, it's the hardest. Walking down the street just another starving artist. I wanna get paid so I can go and fix my credit. Finally pay for something with a car that isn't debit. Gonna be a hard road, but I know I'll get it. Ain't nobody stopping me from going where I'm headed. I wanna get signed by the house for my mama. Finally have a bank account with a couple commas. And I'm tired of living life broke, it's the hardest. Walking down the street just another starving artist. I wanna get paid so I can go and fix my credit. Finally pay for something with a car that isn't debit.
I put out a very comprehensive plan rewriting the healthcare system, Medicare, Social Security, our entire tax system.
I think it'd be marvelous if the Senate were to pick up Paul Ryan's budget and to adopt it.
The Paul Ryan Medicare plan turns Medicare into a voucher system.
The Paul Ryan budget, which cuts aid to the disabled, which cuts aid to immigrants' children, which cuts aid to the elderly,
would cut Pell Grants for college students by $170 billion and cut off a million students over the next decade.
The cuts in here are so dramatic. They are so painful.
It gives a $4.3 trillion tax cut to the wealthiest in this country.
So if Mitt Romney became president of the United States, you're convinced he would follow through with a lot of the reductions that you make?
Yes.
I applaud it. It's an excellent piece of work and very much needed. And so to do that, I'm going to eliminate every non-essential expensive program I can find. That includes Obamacare. And I'm going to work to reform and save. You know, there was a survey.
That's it. Soul Kitchen Radio. Remember, today is the last day to get registered to vote in California. Make sure you go out there and you get registered to vote. I'm not going to tell you how to vote. I just want you to vote. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you hear on this show.
So even after you just played that sound bite, now you want to tell me it doesn't matter? I'm confused.
I played that sound bite just to kind of give a little push.
You know, so that's like playing a message from aliens saying we're gonna destroy the earth, and then saying the aliens might be coming in peace.
Yeah, they you never know. You better use your own judgment. Watch this. Okay, so tonight, what's gonna happen? What you gonna watch? You're gonna watch the presidential debate, talk about foreign policy. Are you gonna watch Monday Night Football? Are you gonna watch them San Francisco Giants make it to win Game 7 and make it to the World Series? That's what
I'm watching all three.
All around. Yeah. Hey, let's start wrapping
up. I'm watching Monday Night Football, and I'm going to record the debate, so I'm going to watch both of them, man. Got to get the facts. If Romney walk up on Obama again, you need to punch that dude in his grill.
I know Obama looked at him like, what the hell you say? What the fuck you say, man?
Like, why is this dude walking up on me? Like, I won't kick him in his throat.
Yeah,
Hey, they got a Republican. They got a Republican ad where they got where they talking about what has Obama been doing since he's been in the office, and they show him at nothing but parties. They show him probably with Jay-Z. They show him playing golf. Like they show him like he wasn't doing shit this whole term, just sitting around just partying and kicking it.
That's crazy, man. Hey, this is another great Soul Kitchen Radio show. Once again, we got one more week before the elections. We'll be on next week, next Monday. So right before the elections. And until then, Dr. Don Jr., thanks for calling in. Thanks for being a part of our show today.
Thank you, bro. I had a real good time, man. Y'all are definitely on the move. Y'all got to get with this old kitchen radio. They cooking something good.
Yeah. GZ, KGZ, thanks for being on the show.
KG, man, if you don't get his name right, I'm going to send some goons looking for you, man. KG, man, I got this dude, man. I keep saying it. I don't know how many times. KG, tuh.
Yeah, I mean, it's people that ain't synonymous with the name, they kind of get it wrong sometimes, but it's all good. It's going to be a household name in a minute. But
I'm
going to
hold you down. I'm going to hold you down, bro, on everything.
Yeah, I wanted to tell Dr. Don, man, I mean, if you back to that I Am the Streets, if you listen to the song, it's not a cuss word in there. I mean, I talk about the streets. I bring messages from the streets, but I don't cuss at all at none of my records. You know what I'm saying? I try to bring as many positive messages as possible. I don't even cuss in my daily conversation, so... You know, that's
well, email me that track to Don Jr. CEO at Gmail. Everything is on Don Jr. CEO. If you get on Google right now, I'm on 34 million pages. I'm not hard to find at all.
Okay, I got you. At Gmail. That's what's up. I'm
make sure you hit him up.
Yes, sir.
Hey, okay, thanks, y'all. Now, Don Jr., I'm following you on Twitter right now. Follow me back.
I follow the whole crew, all y'all, even you two.
Just followed you too, bro.
It's all good, man. The Soul Kitchen Radio. We out next week. Peace.
See you Sunday.
Soul Kitchen Radio.